All right, well, Corey, thanks a lot for the halftime show. Another quick update. Lawrence North, whoa, LeVon Dern just gave me the quick stat and call him crazy, but Lawrence North might get their first win in 2 years in the Class of 6A as they're leading Lawrence North, as they're leading Noblesville at half, 20-7, as Lawrence North might get their first win in 2 years. Yes, call him crazy, but he's thinking it might happen. We'll take a quick break. We'll send it back to the station for about 2-3 minutes here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Giants 30, Cathedral Fighting Irish 10.
Have you noticed? Sports today are different. Today's athletes are bigger and stronger. They run faster, jump higher, and hit harder than ever before. But there is one thing that hasn't changed about sports, and that's the importance of practicing sportsmanship. At the Indiana High School Athletic Association, we'd like to remind you that winning isn't everything. The way you play matters, and a true champion plays the game with respect. For the opponent, for the coaches, and for the officials. True champions practice sportsmanship with the same degree of intensity that they play the games themselves. Sports may evolve, athletes may change, but the mark of a true champion will always be the same. Play like a champion. Practice sportsmanship. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When crime prevention is your life, your days don't stay quiet for long. What did I tell you? My name? McGruff the Crime Dog. I wear a trench coat.
McGruff, I need help.
That was a concerned citizen. And boy, did she sound concerned.
I'm very concerned.
What did I tell you?
Someone took out a loan in my name. They're pretending to be me and spending my money. I can't understand.
It's called identity theft. And it's growing fast. Safeguard your personal information, like your Social Security, credit card, or bank account numbers. On the phone, online, even around the house, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And welcome back to Ben Davis High School as we are about 5 minutes before the kickoff of the second half. Your score 30-10 as the Giants are winning so far. What have you seen from this game that's just been unbelievable to you, Corey?
What have I seen from this game? The scoreboard says 30-10. The first quarter score was 23-0. What have I seen? A great start here by the Giants offense, defense, special teams, because right now they're on fire. I mean, you started off with the game. Flores with a 23-yard field goal. You thought, uh-oh, maybe the offense is in trouble. But you come right back. Kyle Kasper, a beautiful back in the corner to the left side of the end zone over here on the Giants side of the field. 15-yard pass from Kasper to True Smith. And then tail it all off. Antonio McCune with a special teams punt block. Picked it up and returned it for a touchdown. What have I seen that's impressive? The whole thing. The team is a unit right now. And I didn't really see that much last year, but they're all happy on the field, excited, and they're ready. And they're playing this team right now, the Cathedral Fighting Irish, as like it's the sectional championship game. And they're going to play every game like that, I guarantee it, because they're on it to win, dominate, and shut out teams, as they are the number one team in the state.
Well, as we know, Ben Davis has won the last seven matchups. They lead the series against Cathedral 13-6 all time. It's going to be, again, very interesting to see if they can finish it off when their eighth straight game and finish this series off again. This is, again, next year, they're going to be replaced with another team from 6A instead of having Cathedral.
That's not actually completely true. You don't know that yet. They have to win the 5A state title first.
Well, Cathedral's still not going to be on the schedule, one way or another.
Yeah, they're not going to be on our schedule, but if Cathedral wants to join 6A and come up with the big dogs,
we'll see.
They got to win that state title. A sixth year in a row?
Fifth. It would be their fifth year in a row.
Okay, fifth year in a row. Thank you.
Well, I want to ask you about Max Bernschlager. Again, I kind of asked Coach James or Coach Kirshner about this. The fact that we've known Cathedral to usually have a senior quarterback. This year they don't have that. They have a junior quarterback, which is actually the first time since I've been here and since this series restarted back up that they've had a junior quarterback starting against the Ben Davis Giants. Does this have anything to do with tonight's game?
Really? I don't really think so. Well, do you really think it has something to do with this game, though?
I think it does a little bit inexperience. Because, you know, the difference between a junior and senior is some experience.
Yeah, but they're all coached by the same coaching staff. I understand where you're coming from, but you'll see rookies, freshmen start in this league. I mean, you're right, Lass?
We saw one.
And everybody knows the best call in the world was on that. Hey, welcome to the Mick freshman. Yeah, you guys, if you heard that, listen to pregame, you heard that. But that was Center Grove. But really, you saw one last year, too, in Cathedral. Yeah, it was a free state to Cortez Tinman. Who's that? Not Cortez Tinman, excuse me. That's
he's
Ben Davis.
Now.
No, it's Ben Stewart, who's a sophomore now, who was a returning starter to this defense. So, yeah, experience, yes, but if Kirshner doesn't think so, then you got to really think like that.
Well, out of the following three people, the three returners, I should say this, out of the following three returning defensive
players.
Well,
let me guess. Osmar Bilal, Norman Oglesby.
Ooh, can we get the third one?
Ooh, hold on. Give me a position. Give me a
cornerback.
Cornerback. Jalen Harden didn't start last year. Wasn't Jalen Harden?
It's Jalen Harden. So out of those three returning players from the defense, which one would you say has been the defensive star so far?
Is that a question? Osmar Bilal, the big boy of the defensive back linebacker crew right now. The D1 look at Michigan offer, commit, also might go to Notre Dame and be a Fighting Irish, but tonight he's tearing apart this Fighting Irish team at the Cathedral. And right now, Osmar Bilal, I think it's five tackles. He has a big, big sack and two balls batted down. And right now, Osmar Bilal is doing great tonight in this game.
Well, we know that as time moves on later on tonight, we know that one of our final Mick teams will start taking the field not too long from now. That's Lawrence Central and Avon at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tip-off is at 8:30, so we should be around the fourth quarter when that game does begin. So make sure you tune in about that one as well. We'll have updates if we get them here. Again, 30-10 is your score. We have about 39 seconds before we get the second half getting started. What do we need to see? Because we saw the Giants kind of slow down in the second quarter. What do we need to see from the Giants so that they can keep the level play up and they don't get too relaxed and allow Cathedral to come back in this?
They got to take the game 0-0 again. They come out and fight hard. I guarantee you, Coach Mike Kirchner in the locker room. I can give my impersonation if you want, or I can just say what I think he said.
Whichever one, surprise me.
No, I'm not going to do that. Well, Coach Kirchner probably said in the locker room right now, I'm just guessing, knowing who he is and all, the kind of man he's saying, boys, the scoreboard don't matter right now. We're up 20. I don't want you to think like that. I want you to think we're down 20. Play at the heart. Play at the intensity, because they're going to play out here. And they need to keep their composure is basically the main factor in the second half of play, because anything can happen. If the Giants can score 23 points in a blank spot for Cathedral, why can't Cathedral score 23 points in a blank spot for Ben Davis in the third quarter?
Well, another update. Another state champion team from last year. This one a little bit lower in class. Ritter is down to Monrovia 20-14. That is another, Ritter was another one of those state champions last year, joining Cathedral and Warren Central and several other schools. So that's another update there. Mooresville and Lebanon are one of the few games to still be 0-0 in the second quarter out of the 68 games going on right now. So with that, we're going to take a quick one-minute break, and then we'll be right back here. Again, 30-10 at the half, your Giants leading. We'll take a 30-second, we'll take a one-minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Ben Davis High School. Again, the 30-10 is the score at the half.
My name's Corey.
I'm joined here by Corey Clark that can't seem to be quiet. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great. Ben Davis is winning. I miss football so much. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to act like this right now, but it's all right. 30 seconds left to go until the start of the second half. We have first half underway. Giants, like I said, leading 30-10 in a surprising fashion. Maybe not real surprising, as Cathedral, number one team in 5A, Ben Davis, number one team in 6A, and right now the Giants are showing why they're number 22 in the nation.
One of the top 10 games in the nation, not just in the state, but in the nation, going on right here at home, live from the Ben Davis High School football stadium.
And we're going to keep your mouth shut real quick. I'm going down the sideline. We're trying to yell who's got something before the second half gets underway.
We're here on the field as the Giants get ready for their second half. They're getting ready to come in their huddle and get ready and set their offense and defenses. They talked in the locker room. They're pumped up. They're focused, and they know what they need to do to finish off this game strong. Trinity Elliott from the field.
Thank you, Trinity, for another sideline report as we do see the second half getting ready to get underway. The Giants will be starting off with the ball this time around because they deferred it to the second half with the score 30-10. The lights have came on. The moon has gone up.
The lights were on in the first half.
Well, now the lights are truly ablaze.
They are right now. It's kind of blinding. I might need to go get my sunglasses.
So the glistening of artificial lightning, we have Jalen Hardin and Chris Evans in the backfield to receive. We're alerting, Vincent alerting, going to kick this one off.
And let's get the second half underway. Giants looking to make something happen right now. Right now.
Close enough.
That was close.
Well, you can hear purple rain in the backfield, in the background. The kick is up. Caught by Jalen Hardin. Jalen Hardin takes out to the 20-25, tries to take this one up the gut. Flag comes flying in from the left end of the field. We'll see what the flag is for, as he did finally go down at the 26-yard line. And they're still talking about it, trying to figure out what this flag is and who is it on. And it's a face mask on the Giants.
Wow, that's big.
So that's going to be a 15-yard setback. Isn't that what you want when you only came out to the 25-yard line?
No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted a touchdown.
Oh, wow, Corey. So they're actually going to set the ball down at the 21-yard line. They just told us that it was face mask. And they're not moving the ball back. Oh, well. First and 10. Ball at the 20-yard line. Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Bond and Gillis in the near side. Caster steps back in the pocket.
Oh.
Dumps this one off to Evans on a screen. Evans is trying to make something of the play, but at this point on, nothing's going to happen. He loses about 5-6 yards in the
that
play.
That may not have been the smartest play on the Giants' offensive side of the ball. Just starting off the second half of play, it was already first and long there, and he threw a back screen, a 9 yard behind the line of scrimmage to Chris Evans. And Chris Evans is known for making big plays so far, but I don't see him getting out of a 7-man rush tiptoeing around all those defenders.
So the ball at the 14 yard line, second down and 16. We are underway in the third quarter. Kastner and Tate in the backfield, Gillis to the near side. Kastner steps back, throws, quick throws it over to the 13 of Rashawn Bond, no, the 15 of Drew Smith. On another slanted route down the center of the field for a gain of about 4 yards, it's still going to be third and 11.
You're right. That was 13 Rashawn Bond. Don't second guess yourself, bud, but it's all right. But beautiful job there. Cast yourself. No one was wide open.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield again. It's going to be Evans and Gillis to the near side. Catcher steps back to throw. Not sure who that was to.
You didn't see the Casper? He threw it between the middle of the three. Cathedral Fighting Irish defenders looking for True Smith, but True Smith didn't run the right route. Might have been a miscommunication there. And it's going to be fourth down to bring out the punter, Kyle Kastner.
So it was a three and out. Kastner's going to return to the field to punt it to Salvis. Salvis standing back at the 45-yard line. And it's going to be Kastner within the 20-yard line, actually within the 10. Nearly bad snap by the center.
Oh!
And he muffs the ball. Finally comes down on it. Ooh. And he lost about 10 yards on that muff.
So on that play, it was a bad snap there by the center on the special teams for the Giants. And Kastner had to pick that snap off like a one-handed hop on the play, but still was able to get the ball, kick it, line drive, and nearly had the punt returner for Cathedral Fighting Irish lose the ball and get right back to the Giants.
So it's going to be... We're going to see the first drive for the Cathedral Fighting Irish out here. 30-10, 11-03 here in the third quarter. Offsetting eye formation, which seems to be working quite a bit for the Cathedral. Bornschlager, Christopher, and Cross in the backfield. Going to have it off to Cross. Cross is going to run in and out down the center of the field. Follows his lineman. And gets a pickup of 6 yards to make it second and 4.
And that was a beautiful job there by the Giants defense. I mean, he's been running on him all night, but all he had to do was just contain him. They got a 2-man rush of Osmar Bilal and Christian Hunter to bring him down near the 50-yard line.
Offsetting eye again, Bornschlager underneath center, hands it off to Cross. Cross is going to dunk it out to the right. Now cuts back inside, and it stops. He may just get enough for the first down.
It looks like he was tackled here by Norman Oglesby. But before he was able to pick up the first down there, as Cross has been running all over Ben Davis. Surprised they didn't try Cross more in the beginning of the game. Like I said, earlier in the first half, Bornschlager was basically relying on him and his arm.
Yeah, and I think that's the change they decided to make here because they realized the passing game isn't going to happen today. So offsetting eye.
Looks like there might be a little minor injury on the field. Antonio McEwen's walking off under his own power. And that'll bring in the new defensive end of number 77, Justin Brandon, who also is on the offensive line, who is your starting right tackle, quick tackle.
Plays offensive and defensive line when needed. It's going to be Bornschlager who's going to hand it off to Cross. Cross is going to follow his running. He's going to follow his line to the outside on the left side of the field. He finally gets taken down, but not before he gets a first down and 10 extra yards. Finally taken down at the 25-yard line.
And Cross has been running over him all night. He tried to stiff arm Christian Hunter, the last defensive back in his way to the path of a touchdown, but Christian Hunter was able to fight through it and bring him down. So nice shot by Hunter, but the Giants defense has got to stop Cross.
An injury timeout for Cathedral.
Looks like number 74 for Cathedral Fighting Irish. And that is actually, give me a minute, Jack Wagner, the offensive lineman, who really hurt his back there, it looks like.
And just interesting, number 77 for them, John Lowe, is going to come in for the Cathedral Fighting Irish. He will walk off under his own power. 30-10, 10-24 remaining here in the third quarter. It's going to be first and 10, ball at the 25-yard line. And Cathedral seems to be driving so far in the second half. So they will now get him off the field now. Again, he was under his own power, just a little bit of hell. And we're going to see Wernschlager and the Cathedral offense retake the field. Again, 10:24 on the clock. 30-10 is your score. Wernschlager, cross, and Christopher in an offsetting eye. No, they're all three are going to stand in the backfield. Wiggum and Skulls to the near side. They're going to hand it off to Cross. Cross is going to try to take it down the center of the field, but it's going to be stopped by the entire wall of defensive linemen for Ben Davis.
Yeah, it was a nice job by the defensive line of Ben Davis, as it wasn't really one particular player who stopped him. It looks like number 99, the big boy, Antonio McEwen's coming back in the game as he will send Dallas Pitts off the game, out of the field.
So offsetting the eye again, Wernschlager is going to hand out to Cross. Cross on a running back draw there is going to get stopped with only a gain of 1 yard.
And Cross tried to make something happen on the right side, but yeah, he's able to juke back left, get an extra yard, but that was about it, as Cross was taken down there by Norman Oglesby. Looks like Cross again might get a break.
And Cross is coming out, and he's going to be replaced by the 40 of Christopher. Shotgun formation. Wiggum and Skulls and Dolan to the near side. They're going to hand it off to the right side to Christopher. And it's going to be a gain of about a yard, which is going to bring a fourth down and 4-6.
Fourth down and 6. You might see them might have to go for it here because you're already in the red zone. You don't want to give up an opportunity like this for a field goal. And a touchdown here could help their case here, making it a 30-17 possible game, as we have an injury right here on the field, as we're going to take a quick.
Yeah, it looks like number 79.
That's going to be their big key center, Jared Thomas, who's a D1 prospect.
Yeah, might have hurt his knee a little bit. So we're going to see him come off the field.
That's never good. You see him on the sideline. He's laying down in pain right now. His athletic trainer is a comping to make sure he's okay. But hopefully he is. We never hope for any injuries.
And it looks like Griffin Toll should be taking it now. Offsetting eye. Ben Curry now in the running back position. Wernschlager's going to step back to throw in the pocket. Throws deep to Wiggum. Wiggum gets it knocked out of his hands. Tough defense there.
Beautiful defensive job there by the cornerback of Chris Parrish right there for the Giants defense. He was able to keep the receiver of Colston, in his grasp and able to make sure he didn't get a big play there for the touchdown. Obviously, Colston had the size advantage on Parrish, but Parrish was able to make a play with his hands.
So that's going to bring up 4th and 6. Ball.
No, it's actually turnover on downs. Remember, that was just 4th and 6. It's Kyle Kastner, the offense, is going to come on the field.
Correction. Thank you, Corey. Shotgun formation. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans and Gillis to the near side. Bond and Smith to the far. Kastner taking stance. And looks like they might change things up. Clock not running. 11 seconds on the play clock. Kastner finally gets the snap. Hands it. A quick pass over the middle to Smith.
It might be just close enough for a first down, but looks like it might be a yard short. It's going to be 2nd and 1 here. And beautiful passer by Kastner. And True Smith and him have a connection. As we always saw last year, Boswell and Kastner early had a connection. So that might be the wide receiver quarterback duo you want to watch.
Yeah, it really might be. So Kastner is going to roll out to the right side. And it will be caught by Gillis for a 10-yard gain and a first down.
Gillis had his 2nd reception of the night for the first down. Giants here on the play. It looks like Kastner had some trouble with the offensive line as the center snapped the ball, but the O-line stood still. But Kastner was able to scroll out to the left side and throw a pass and use to make a play of his feet.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Gillis in the near side. Bond Smith and Emerson to the far side. Kastner taking stands. Play clock down to 12, 8:15 on the clock. Kastner pump fake.
Oh.
Gets hit defensively by the 36 of Elliott Frederick. And that will be the 2nd sack of the day on Kyle Kastner.
Kyle Kastner, that's really on him. He had a wide-open Gillis on the bottom of the screen who could have easily just released the ball quickly, but he tried to pump fake away for something more, and you got to get the ball quicker out quicker than that.
The play also looked like it kind of developed a little bit slowly there. So with 8:07 on the clock, it is 30-10 still. And a flag actually came out. There were offsetting flags. So they're going to replay this down. So it's going to be second down and 15.
Oh, so like the sack never happened. Well.
So Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans, Smith, and Emerson to the far side. Kastner steps back in the pocket and throw. Gets Evans. Evans sidesteps the defender. Sidesteps another one. And finally gets taken down at the 45-yard line, crossing into Cathedral territory.
Yeah, beautiful job there by number 16 of Story Emerson on the play. And Story Emerson was able to make a good break, and he was able to cut across the field and make plays with his feet as he's always been doing.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Kastner's going to hand it off to Tate on the right side sweep.
Oh!
He bounces off a defender and is able to gain a yard on that play thanks to the bounce off.
Tate said, get off me, boy. Tate's a dog. He got smacked there and smacked that boy, and he didn't even get affected there as he was able to gain an extra yard after making defensive back, the Cathedral Fighting Irish, fall down, which was actually of number 9 of Connor Mullen.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans and Emerson to the far side. Bond and Gillis to the near side. Kastner taking stance, receives the snap, steps back in the pocket, looks over the shoulder, and Emerson almost had to catch that one-handedly. And unable to get it, unable to bring it down. It's going to be third down and 8 yards to go from the 43-yard line.
If Kastner had a flaw, it'd be overthrowing receivers a lot, because he does that a lot. It's just the way he throws, and he might will slip up. And if you've never seen Kastner play, he really extends his arm a lot more higher, you know, clockwise, about a 3 o'clock throw. And it's way up there, and it just releases funny sometimes, and it's not really a fault. But he had a wide-open Emerson, which would have been a first down, so that's a big key play right there. Third down.
And that might come from the quick snap, something new that they're definitely doing this year. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Bond and Gillis to the near side. Evans and Emerson to the far side. Kastner steps back in the pocket, steps up, looks to throw. Throws it to absolutely no one. It looks like it was intended for Emerson. He didn't trust his guts there. Didn't trust what he felt like he may not have had. And he made a bad throw. That would be fourth down. And they're going to punt this ball away back.
And you know Castro's not too happy about that because he's way better. But I was watching the offensive line that play. And, Jesus, I was watching who was good, seeing if they were ready or not. But the smallest guy in the offensive line, 5'11", Tim Fields, the center, knocked a defensive lineman on his butt. Big boy there. So nice job there by Tim Fields as Kyle Kastner looking to punt this ball away.
So Kastner, who's going to punt it away to Salvis. It is 30-10 still. No scoring yet in the second half. Some movement around for both sides. Adding protection to Kastner to make sure he doesn't get hit. He's got a nice long punt.
Ooh.
So I was just going to call for a fair catch, and they're going to try to save this, but this one's going to take an extra bounce into the end zone for a touchback, and we're going to see the Cathedral Fighting Irish start their next drive, first and 10 at the 20-yard line with 7:02 on the clock here in the third quarter.
We'll take a quick 30-second break here. Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Out is intercepted, tipped up in the air, and is intercepted by the Ben Davis Giants.
Intercepted there by, tipped up by Christian Hunter and Chaz Stinger, the senior, the defensive back for the Ben Davis Giants defense, was able to come up with them up on the first play of the defensive drive for the Giants. I'm sorry.
The offensive drive for Cathedral.
Yeah.
So with that, that's the second interception today on Max Werdenschlager. He's not having a very good time as the starting quarterback for the Cathedral Fighting Irish when it comes to the throwing game.
See, maybe it's good luck if we went to break. Or we missed it, my bad. Okay.
Honest mistake. 30-10, 6:53 here in the third quarter. We might have more score updates for you.
Yeah, we do. Pike 28, Brownsburg 13 as they just keep scoring up a tally right there.
Kastner and Evans in the backfield. Kastner hands it off to Evans. No, he's going to take this one himself. Ducks inside, trying to find an open, picks up a couple extra yards as he finally runs out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That should be enough for a first down.
There's a penalty on the play.
Yeah, but the penalties could be changing.
But good job there by Kastner to use his legs, as he's been doing that pretty much all night. He's really good with that, being able to break out on the left side or right side and really just make a play with his legs. Right there he did for a first down, but looks like it's going to be holding on offense. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty. I think it didn't happen.
So they are going to reset this one up. First and 10, ball back at the 47-yard line of Cathedral's territory. 6:46, 30-10 is your score. The game between Warren Central Center and Grove, the mid-game of the week, tied at 6-6. That might have been a touchdown. So we'll see if Warren Central will take the lead.
Do you listen to me? There's two field goals, one at the half. I told you that.
It was 6-0. It's now 6-6.
Oh, I thought you meant 6. Sorry. Excuse me.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Gillis to the near side. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the far side. Yeah. Kastner takes stance. Play clock down to 8 seconds. Receives the snap. Steps back to throw in the pocket. Gets Smith down the center of the field. 20, 15, 10, 5. He got it into the touchdown one-handedly. Touchdown, Ben Davis.
And true Smith there with a touchdown catch there from Kyle Kastner. Beautiful move on the outside. Able to cut back to the middle and get away from the defensive back of Matt Guzman on the Cathedral side for touchdown number 4 for the Ben Davis Giants.
Chris Flores going to go for the extra point here to try to take a 37-10 lead over the Cathedral Fighting Irish. Rashawn Bond holding the kick, the ball, and the extra point is good. 37-10 with 6:37 here in the third. The Giants lead over the Cathedral Fighting Irish. We'll take a 30-second break here on Ben Davis Sports. No?
Actually, we're going to send down a sideline for Trinity Elliott. She has a report after that touchdown catch by Drew Smith.
We're here from the field after the Giants have just scored a touchdown after an interception. The Giants are really pumped right now. They're encouraging each other, keeping each other their heads up and telling them what a great job they're doing. They're excited. They're pumped. And, again, they're showing why they're number one in this. Elliott from the field.
Thank you, Trinity. And that was unbelievably done. I mean, what better did you see? And great job by Drew Smith to realize that he might be going down before. He extends that arm with the ball, gets it past the touchdown line.
Great job by Kastner.
Yeah,
Kastner coming out after not making the best of throws on the previous drive. That interception gave him momentum. He came out there and struck a touchdown pass on the first drive.
So now Chris Flores will kick this off to Salvis, who is back to return yet again for the Cathedral Fighting Irish. That seems to be the most active person on the team.
Bill. Here we go. It's 37-10 here. 6:37 in the third quarter. This game's not over. We still got a lot of football left, but here we go.
Flores gets the kick. It's going to be a nice line drive. It's going to come out. Salvis is going to try to bring this one up. Gets it up to the 20. Cuts out. Has to come back in. A flag comes flying in.
Wow, what an arm.
That was an unbelievable throw by the referee. Almost hit a player in the helmet with that one.
I think he hit him in the leg.
So a penalty flag. We'll see who this is on. It might be holding. And we will see. We're waiting for the official call by the refs.
And that'll be the block in the back on the
on
offense.
Cathedral. That's Shamoon back 10 yards.
It should, which will give him the ball at the 10-yard line from correct.
So another
inside the red zone drive for the Cathedral offense.
Yeah, another bad starting drive for Cathedral. Again, they've only scored 10 points. And for being the defending champions, they're not having a fun game so far.
I mean, I'm having fun. Sorry. But go Giants.
Corey Clark, everybody.
Got to bring some humor to this broadcast.
Offsetting eye formation, Warren Slager with Christopher and Cross in the backfield. A bad snap, but he hands it off to Cross. Cross is going to hand it up the gut, or he's going to run up the gut. for a gain of 4 yards before finally being tackled.
That was a big, big hit there by Christian Hunter. Christian Hunter's a little dude right here playing a defensive back position. I knew him growing up, and he's grown a lot. I don't want to take a hit by him.
So sending an offsetting eye formation again. This time handing off to Christopher in the backfield. Christopher sidesteps the defender.
Chased down there by big Norman Oglesby. Storming Norman.
Flag comes flying in. We'll see if it will be 3rd and 2 or if this is coming back. And this one is going to come back. It's going to be a loss of 5 yards. And it will be 2nd down and 10, I believe. They might rediscuss this one now. And they have decided they are going to move this one back. It's going to go back 10 yards.
To the 7-yard line, if I'm correct.
So it's going to be 2nd and 13. They're right back within the 10-yard line. Bornschlager cross in the backfield. Bornschlager throws it from the end zone. Tries to go down the field to Dotson.
Kirshner tried to catch the ball on the sideline of one-handed grab, but no good there. He should have yelled himself there. Here's some coaching tips, coach. But, yeah, it was a beautiful. Bornschlager trying to make some risks now after they realize they're down 27. It's a 3-4-touchdown game right now to get the lead. With 5:48 left to go in the third quarter, he's going to have to start taking some risks like that.
They're starting to reach a desperate point with only 5:48 in the third. So 3rd and 13, ball at the 8-yard line, 37-10, your Giants leading. Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield. Bornschlager steps back in the pocket. A flag comes in from the left end of the field. This is false start. That's going to be half the distance of the goal.
These penalties are killing this Cathedral offense right now.
And it gives an opportunity for the Giants to possibly get a safety.
Don't jinx them. That knock on wood, ladies and gentlemen.
So with 3rd and 13, ball now at the 4-yard line. Bornschlager's going to have to take this one in shotgun formation from within the end zone. It's Christopher standing with him. Bornschlager steps back in the pocket to throw. Throws at the last second to Dotson. Dotson tries to catch it just outside of his hands.
I'm not going to lie. That was either where Bornschlager, beautiful throw by him. He's either Bornschlager through the pass to where Dotson could get it or no one could get it. And laying out Dotson there, that would have been a big catch on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, just on the fingertips of Dotson. Just enough out of reach that he couldn't bring it in.
Ooh.
So that's going to bring up 4th and 13.
That's kind of mean.
It's going to force a punt in the end zone.
It's Purple Rain.
Joe Shopper.
Purple Rain's yelling Butterfingers, but that doesn't really make sense. He didn't really touch the ball.
Evans and Harden in the backfield to receive this at about the 50. Shopper gets the punt off.
I'm calling it.
It's a high
Evans
one.
Touchdown. Evans touchdown.
Evans at the 40, but he muffs it. Has to run back to the 35. Picks it up. He sidesteps the first defender, stiff arms the second, and finally gets taken down at the 46-yard line. And as far as I'm concerned, that wasn't a touchdown, but a loss of 10 yards on the punt return.
I'm mad. Chris Evans, he really didn't really – I mean, he had an opening if he had the room to run, but he misread that punt, and it was a real bounce right in front of him, and – he couldn't really do anything.
So with 5:25 in the third and a 37-10 lead, we'll see Kastner and the Giant offense return to the field. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans and Bonds and Smith to the near side. Gillis, Bonds, and Evans to the near side. Kastner takes stance, receives the snap ball. He's looking to run up, steps up, and the guy tries to give it to Gillis.
Come on, kid.
Runs right through his hands, and you got to get that one on Gillis there. Gillis should have caught that.
Gillis, Kastner was able to step up in the pocket and avoid a big sack there from the defensive line of the Cathedral and threw a dart pass to Brandon Gillis. Yeah, Brandon Gillis had to get up a little bit, but Brandon Gillis 6'6". Gillis should be able to catch that ball right through his hands.
Well, the first game of the 2014 season has gone final. Chatard 17, Burbuff 14. That has finally gone final.
Very good game.
So Kastner and Tate in the backfield yet again. The 4 wideout set with Smith Bond and Gillis to the near side, and Emerson to the far side. WTHR 13 and coming through in their helicopter. They're going to run this up the gut. He's going to cut down to the middle.
Dorian Tate there.
And Tate's going to gain 11 yards for a first down.
Dorian Tate, he's really the backbone of this Giants offense, if you agree. He's been a starter here, replaced Jamie Aiken last year. And Dorian Tate's just a dog of this offense. He can really run through anybody. He has the speed to do anything on the outside. It looks like the whistle's going to be blown as... I don't know.
I'm just... it was a timeout is being taken by the referees, so we'll take one of our own. 37-10 with 5:12 left in the third quarter. Your Giants lead. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Second break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
If you had been wearing the seatbelt, you wouldn't be hearing the sirens right now. The sirens are coming for your wrong choice. Next time, make the right choice. Buckle up and save your life. More than 2 million people were sent to the hospital in 2012 because they had made the wrong choice of not wearing a seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt and make sure the sirens are not the last thing you hear.
Giants lead 37-10 with 5:12 remaining in the third quarter. The Giants are driving, first and 10, ball at the 43-yard line. Kastner taking the backfield, Gillis in the near side. Kastner takes stance, receives the snap, hand passes it over to the right side and the screen to Gillis. Gillis is able to
tiptoe down the sideline.
Yeah, pretty much tiptoe down the sideline there.
And Brennan Gillis come back from that drop pass he just had the previous drive that cost the Giants first down. He's able to give them a 9-yard gain there on a beautiful screen pass there by Gillis, who really was able to make a move on the cornerback and tiptoe down the sideline for a 9-yard gain.
Kastner maintaining the backfield. Kastner, another screen over to Gillis on the right side for a gain of 4 yards.
First down. Giants. Beautiful job there again by Brennan Gillis. To make something happen on the wide receiver screen. And it's just great play calling here as Kastner has been able to pick up the options here as we have a new receiver in the game.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Jordan Wilkerson to the near side. Von Emerson. And Smith to the far side. 4:47. 11 seconds on the play clock. Kastner steps back in the pocket. Down the center to Smith. Smith breaks away. For a touchdown.
Nope,
but we got to wait and see if the flag
is a false start.
The Giants.
False start. He took off too soon. I watched it.
So with that false start, that's going to cost him a touchdown and bring this ball back. And the official call is a false start. So, Corey, you continue to be perfect on the day. Yep. So it's now 1st and 15.
I mean, the reason True Smith was able to get such a great jump there is because he ran basically a Canadian football play there, is running up an Arena Football League play there, taking a couple extra yards before the quarterback says hike.
So 1st and 15, ball now at the 33-yard line, 4:39 here in the third.
Wow, New Pals beating Bama 47-0.
37-10.
I love Ben Davis. Woo!
It's better than when you can't root for your own team.
This is my team.
I mean the one you come from.
I do come from here.
Okay.
Oh, Ben Davis dude.
Kastner retained in the backfield. Kastner receives the snap, looks back, dump passes over to Tate. Tate's got an opening, falls his blocks.
Woo!
Jumps over, another flag, and this one's going to be another waved off touchdown.
Not a touchdown, but beautiful job there by Dorian Tate, able to make something out of the screen pass as he was able to leap over Jordan Wilkerson. And I think you're correct. That would have been a touchdown to play. My fault.
So another penalty going against the Giants. And it looks like it's going to, actually, it's not against the Giants. It was a wave. The touchdown was waved off. I think they said he stepped out of bounds. But they are going to give him a first down and 5.
These new rules for high school are a little weird.
So Kastner and LaShawn Johnson in the backfield. Evans and Wilkerson to the near side. Smith and Emerson to the far side. Kastner over the center.
Ooh!
To Emerson, who gets just stashed right. I mean, that was just unbelievably bad.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I can just call that. But that was a big hit there by the free safety of Ben Stewart. No, the middle linebacker number 42, Dorian Hayes, the senior 6 foot. What if he stomped and made Bond drop that pass?
So it's now going to be 2nd and 5. 4:16 left in the third. Kastner takes the stance. Hands off. No. Passes over to Evans. Evans is able to skip around.
Ooh.
He barrels his way through 2 more defenders before finally going down at the 8-yard line with the first down.
Beautiful job there by Chris Evans to get the ball quick and make some of the play. And he really tallied along 2 Cathedral defenders right there to get an extra 3 yards.
So 1st and 10. Ball at the 12-yard line. 4:09 remaining in the third. 37-10. Giants lead. Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans and Gillis to the near side. Emerson and Bond to the far. Kastner taking stance, receives the ball, hands it up to Tate, who turns it up guts middle. He jumps over to
somersault. Dorian Tate's trying to do anything he can to score again. Here he has 1 rushing touchdown on the day. I believe it was a 56-yarder from correct. And Dorian Tate's going to get a 2nd touchdown of the game, but it won't be right now. LaShawn Johnson, 2nd-string running back, is entering the game.
So with that, it's going to be now 2nd down and 3. Kastner and LaShawn Johnson in the backfield now. Evans and Gillis on the near side. He's going to hand it up the gut to LaShawn Johnson. And Johnson tries to fight it in, but he's going to be just short with a gain of 1.
And LaShawn Johnson, nearly, he's a big boy right there and able to carry the pigskin up the middle. And nearly almost had a touchdown there for the Giants offense once again. And a touchdown here might just do it for the...
So 37-10, 3:05 remaining in the third. It's 3rd and 1. They can still pick up a 1st down without scoring a touchdown. Kastner and Johnson in the backfield. Evans.
Telling you, lobbing to Gillis in the corner of the end zone.
Evans to Gillis to the near side. Emerson and Bond to the far. Kastner takes stance.
Rolled a wheel out pass to Johnson.
Receives the snap. Hands it off to Johnson. And goes nowhere. That's going to be 4th down and 1. Are you see him going for it here?
No, because I see the kicker going out.
Well, the kicker hadn't gone out yet when I asked you.
I just guessed.
Sure. So with that, they are going to kick for an extra field for a field goal and try to make this a 40-10 game. So Flores looking to kick the field goal. This will be 2nd field goal of the night. Field goal attempt is up,
It
is no good. It's going to go out. It's going to go too far to the right there, and it's going to be 37-10 with 1:58 here on the clock. It will once again be Cathedral's ball.
That's a chip in. Can't let that happen. But maybe the Giants, and they'll get the ball at the 20-yard line because the kick inside the 20 is an automatic touchback, basically. And we'll see what the Giants defense can do to stop the Cathedral Fighting Irish from scoring here with 1:58 left to go in this 3rd quarter of play.
Well, at this point, it's starting to seem the Giants have really slowed down their production offensively.
It might be because it's so hot outside, so I'm burning up. No, they haven't really slowed down productivity. I think they're just trying to, like, be smart, save time. Because really, the 3rd quarter has flown by compared to the other quarters because they've been passing a lot. And now they're running the ball, taking time to the clock to get this game over because they are up by 27.
So 37-10, 1:58 on the clock. And it's a ball is out. Gordon, it's going to be Cross is going to be able to fall on it. A bad snap there.
A bad snap there by the Cathedral Fighting Irish center, who is the backup center right now because, remember, the starting center for Cathedral of Jared Thomas got hurt earlier and is not back in the game yet, so he ended up falling on the ball, and Christian Hunter was able to come up with a tackle and a loss of 10.
Bornschlager and Cross in the backfield, shotgun formation. Bornschlager steps back in the pocket, looks over to throw, has to fire away from it, gets Dodson, and Dodson dropped the ball. In one of the worst way possible, he drops the ball.
Darius Hayward banned the field. All right there, with Dodson had a wide open play there and a pass, and they just dropped the ball right there. And it was catchable. He's wide open. No one near him within 10 yards. That should have been caught.
So with that drop ball, it's now third down and 17. It's going to be once again Bornschlager and the 40 of Christopher in the backfield along with Caleb Cross. Bornschlager's going to step back in the pocket. Dances around, finds Cross.
Woo!
And Cross gets taken out of the sky, but he gets enough to gain nine more yards.
Beautiful catch there by Caleb Cross, the running back on the play, coming out of a wheel route behind and getting lit up by the safety of the Giants defense of Cortez Tenen.
So Bornschlager, Cross, and...
If that was woohoo, that might have been trouble.
Ooh, boy. He probably would have been out. Still remember the game that he knocked the pike player out on a kick return. So
punt?
Yep. Now it's going to be a punt by Joe Schopper to Jalen Harden and Chris Evans. With 46 seconds remaining and 7 seconds on the play clock. 37-10, still your score. The punt is a nice line driver. And Jalen Harden's going to call for a fair catch and muffs the ball. It's picked up by Dodson of Cathedral. That's Cathedral's ball. No, they're going to change it. They're going to change it. They're going to say it's still going to be Cathedral's.
You mean Ben Davis?
Yes, Ben Davis. And now they're going to actually talk about it. And it is Cathedral's ball.
Yeah, well, the punt was a fair catch called by Jalen Harden, who misread the punt, had to run straight back to try to catch it on the run. Called for a fair catch, but couldn't come up with the catch, so he bobbled it, and the Cathedral was able to come up with the reception. I bet Jalen Harden's not too happy about that, as he's still on the field as a cornerback on the far side.
So 28.6 seconds remaining in the third. It is Cathedral's ball at the 28-yard line, 37-10. We'll see what Cathedral decides to do before the end of the third quarter. Bornschlager, Cross, and Christopher in the offsetting eye formation. Bornschlager steps back in the pocket, thinks about throwing it, lost the ball, and had to fall to the ground to get. And that's
no, Bornschlager did not lose that ball. Bornschlager did lose the ball as he went to pump fake too hard over to Colston on the far side and was able to release the ball.
So Bornschlager, offsetting eye formation again. Christopher and Cross in the backfield. Dodson to the near side. And that's going to be it for the third quarter. The clock winds down. 37-10 is your score. Your Giants leading. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
A wintry Friday night. A packed gymnasium in a tight-knit community. A shot taken. History made. A state of delirium? No. The state of Indiana. High school sports. Pure spirit, pure sport, pure Indiana. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
And I believe we have something from the sideline, Trinity. And no, so we are going to keep it here. The fourth quarter is underway. 30 is getting ready to go underway. 37-10, your score. Cathedral with the ball after a muffled play. And so now we will see how Cathedral fares. Offsetting eye formation. It's going to be Bornschlager under center. Christopher and then Cross behind him. Score update, Fishers 19, North Central 13 in the fourth quarter. So now sending high information for Slager. Steps back in the pocket, gets barreled by the defense. He's able to dump it off to Christopher on a screen pass. Christopher sidestep. He flicks it back inside and gets enough for a first down.
Yeah, it's a nice job there by Christopher to run up the play, but beautiful job there by the Giants. You just got to stop the run game a lot better.
Another score of day, Carmel 14, Hamilton Southeastern 7. Offsetting eye formation again, Bernslager, cross, and Christopher. Bernslager under center, hands the ball off to cross, cross, hands it up to Gutt and gets it in as he goes through two defenders for the touchdown by Cathedral. And I believe we have something on the sideline.
We're here on the field as the Giants enter the fourth quarter. They're focusing and getting ready. They know they have to finish this off strong. They're making sure that they don't overdo it just to ensure that their athletes are safe and can play the rest of the season. Trinity Elliott from the field.
Nice job by Trinity. Also, something else over here you can mention on the over here on the purple rain side. They're getting pumped. They're getting ready. But Channel 13's over here on the play. And Dave Calabro throwing over here, throwing his Operation Football t-shirts.
So as we see, it is now 37-17. As the extra point is good, we will take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
What a fine day to play nine holes.
You're kidding. With your bad hip, you better just watch golf on TV.
Is your body holding you back?
Now, where's that jar of spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, who's gonna open it? Your wrist can't even turn a doorknob.
Don't let your body hold you back. A lot of people in pain choose to fight for their mobility. Read their stories and find your own inspiration at anationinmotion.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
They might finally get their win. And we're back from Ben Davis High School, 37-17 is your score. 11:38 remaining in the game. We have some score updates.
Yeah, LN, like I said earlier in halftime, might get their first win in 2 years. Two seasons, correct. They've gone winless the last 2 years, and they are playing Noblesville, who actually I've heard from a close source, they lost. They had two injuries to the offensive line who came back, but a starting tight end and both their starting run backs are out of the game for Noblesville. But Lawrence North is winning 27-14 over Noblesville. So Ellen might get their first win, so good luck to them as they're in the mix.
Vincent alerting, looking to kick this one off to Jalen Harding and Chris Evans in the backfield for the Giants. Harding looks to receive this. He comes out at the 10-yard line, looks to the right side, try to make something happen.
As a penalty is going to be flying out. And
so the penalty marker might be on the offense, and it looks like it is. And it is holding on the Giants. That's going to cost them 10 yards. So 37-17.
Penalties have really got to stop here for the Giants. And, like, they've had penalty issues in the second half, not really in the first half. It's really Cathedral who had the penalty issues in the first half. They basically switched roles here.
So, again, 37-17. 11:32 remaining in the game.
Kyle Kastner's over in the huddle with his coach looking what they're really going to do here. You would think they would waste a lot of time. The game, they're up by 20, 11:32 left to go in this game, final quarter play of week one of the regular season.
Well, at what point do you start to slow your offense just a little bit? Not in total selfishness that it you end up, you know, start blowing stuff, but you slow things down so you don't risk
anything. The 5-minute mark is really where I would go.
Well, Kastner's going to hand it up to Gutt to Tate. And he's not going to gain a yard here. It's going to be second and 10.
Yeah, nice job there by Tate. Tate just he really got stamped right there by the defensive line. Cathedral has done a really great job all night. And someone for Cathedral has done a great job. We've heard his name a lot. It's Coleman.
So Kastner and Tate in the backfield yet again. It's Emerson to the near side. Kastner stands back in the pocket. Fires a throw deep down the field. Overthrows the 13 of Rashawn Bond. That's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's going to be third and 11.
Yeah, Castle trying to go deep there. May not have been the smartest thing because he overthrew him a little bit. Like we said, he has overthrowing problems sometimes, but there's still 10:58 left in the game, and you're trying to slow things down. You're up by 20, so that doesn't really help by running the clock. It just stops it.
So Kastner and Tate still in the backfield. Evans and Emerson to the near side. Smith and Gillis to the far side. Kastner takes stance. Play clock down to 16. 10:58 here remaining in the game. Kastner receives the snap ball. Steps back in the pocket and throw. Hands it off or passes it over the middle to Story Emerson, who gains the first down for the Ben Davis Giants.
Yeah, nice job there by Story Emerson, able to his slant route. He's been really competitive all night. You don't have that one main receiver, really. I think every receiver here tonight has three-plus catches. Emerson, Brandon Gillis has three, Chris Evans has three, and I believe True Smith has a couple more.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Emerson to the near side. It's Ron Smith and Gillis to the far. Kastner steps back in the pocket, steps up, and fires away, trying to get it to Rashawn Bond, but Bond was tightly covered there defensively.
He was, and he had the opening at the end, but if he would have got that opening earlier, but it was great defensive coverage there from the cornerback of Alejandro Alva for the Cathedral Fighting Irish. So, wait, that was a good job by him to keep him stuck. And it's going to be second down here in 10 with 10:33 left to go in this game.
Kastner and Tate in the backyard.
Backyard.
And Emerson to the near side. Kastner hands it off. No, he's going to take it to the right. He's got it still going, and he's going to get a, he's going to get a first down sliding after he checks it back up the middle field.
And Kastner ran to the left side on the play action. He was able to run right back to the middle and do a slide. It's like a big C. It's a great job by Kastner using his legs once again to make a play.
37-17, 10:23 on the left in the game. Kastner taking the backfield. Emerson and Evans to the near side. Kastner is going to hand it off to the sweep to Tate on the right. Tate's got an opening and gets tackled hard.
Not tackled hard. Tate ran that boy over. Tate on the run was able to run up to the right side on the sideline, get the first down. In the meantime, big hit there, running over the defensive back of Ronnie Hill. So Dorian Tate, the dog, is showing why he belongs. This is his dog pound.
Kastner and Tate in the backfield. Evans. Kastner. A screen pass over to Tate. Tate's going to check inside for a gain of 6 yards.
Nice job there by Tate. They're just doing the little simple passes, not really throwing deep. They can run the ball, but screens also are very competitive. They keep the clock rolling. There's still basically a run, but it goes down the stat book as a pass. So it's a good job by Dorian Tate. He's going to get a breather here with 9:40 left to go as well. Sean Johnson will come in the game.
So as Tate comes out, Kastner and Johnson in the backfield. Evans and Emerson to the near side. Smith and Bond to the far. Bond and Gillis actually to the far. Kastner steps back in the pocket, throws it to Evans on the center. He isn't taken down, runs to the outside. Now it's best legs, 20, 10, 15. He just gets out of bounds around the 3-yard line.
Boy, Chris Evans is a monster. I tell you right now, Chris Evans had a great catch in the middle. Tried to get tackled there by the defensive back for Cathedral Fighting Irish. Was able to hold his legs. Chris Evans just said, get off me, boy. Just took a little quick step, ran out to the right side, was able to get extra 15, 10 yards there on the catch. He'll go out of bounds at the 5-yard line, 5 yards from scoring a touchdown, which will probably put this game in the bag. As we do have an injury on the field, so it's going to take some time here.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And welcome back to Ben Davis High School. Their score is 37-17 with 9:20 remaining in the half. It is the 11.
Number 12. Of Ben Stewart.
With the injuries, as he was able to get out to the sideline on his own power. Kastner and Johnson in the backfield. Emerson to the near side. Evans, Bond, and Gillis to the far. Kastner in the backfield. He's going to look over at the sideline. Clock continues to run. 9:12 remaining. 14 seconds on the play clock. Kastner fires over to the right side.
Ooh.
Try to go up there with Emerson, and Emerson gets it knocked out of his hands.
See, that was a good play there. They lobbed up to Emerson. Emerson using his height to get up there. But tell me something. Why wouldn't you do that with Brennan Gillis? 6'6". You can't teach height.
Kastner and Johnson in the backfield. It's going to be Evans, Bond, and Gillis to the far, Emerson to the near. Kastner telling his offensive line something. 12 seconds on the play clock. Kastner fires it up. This time to Evans.
It was like defensive pass interference. Chris Evans trying to go up and catch that one hand. And that was the reason behind the play call, because the defensive back for Cathedral was too tight on him. So it's going to be, I don't think an automatic first down, but it'll move it up to the goal line.
So Kastner and Tate will be in the backfield. They're still picking up the flag. Still waiting to see what the official ruling is going to be and how they handle it. And it looks like it's going to be half the distance of the goal.
Yep, so they get the ball about the 2.5 yard line, if I do math correct tonight.
So it's second and goal. Ball at the 2 yard line. 8:57 left in the game. Play clock down to 21. Kastner taking the backfield. Evans and Emerson to the near side. Bond and Gillis to the far. Kastner hands it up the gut to Tate. Tate fires it inside. And waiting for the officials, it is a touchdown, Ben Davis.
A touchdown, Giants there. Beautiful job by Dorian Tate getting his second rushing touchdown of the ball game. And now the score is going to be a 43-17 margin. I think you can safely say this game's over. And Giants answer big. I think that might be the last time we see Kyle Kastner for the evening.
Well, we'll see what Coach Christian decides, whether or not to take him out or not. As Flores goes for the extra point, and the extra point is good. So it is now 44-17 with 8:50 remaining in the game. We take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
A wintry Friday night. A packed gymnasium in a tight-knit community. A shot taken. History made. A state of delirium. No, the state of Indiana. High school sports, pure spirit, pure sport, pure Indiana. This message brought to you by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the high schools in your community.
We're back here at Ben Davis. The score of game, North Central now leads over the Fisher Tigers 20-19 in the fourth quarter.
Ooh, actually, here's another big update. We'll keep you updated on that. Warren Central and Center Grove, the mid-game of the week, going to overtime. And Dan Snyder's field goal for Center Grove is good. Center Grove is up 9-6 over Warren Central in overtime. Warren now gets the ball for one final drive. We'll keep you updated as quickly as we can on what happens in that game.
And then the game has gone final in the mid. Carmel has officially beaten Hamilton Southeastern 14-7.
Ooh.
So a touchback for Cathedral, as we see the Giants defense retakes the field here and try to put another stop to the Cathedral.
I think Trinity has something real quick on the sideline.
Here on the field, Giants after another score. The score is 44-17, and the coaches were just telling the defense they have to stay intense, they have to be tough, because you can't go out there and score and then just come out looking weak. Trinity Elliott from the field.
Thank you, Trinity. Another score coming live from Lucas Oil Stadium. Lawrence Central leads over Avon 6-0. Warren Slager stands back in the pocket, rolls out to the right side, and is finally going to be taken down for the sack and a loss of 3 yards.
Yeah, big sack there by big old Norman. Excuse me, sorry. Big sack there by his second sack of the day, Osmar Bois. We're going to have to keep a tally on that young rear stat man. I have a feeling Osmar Bois might be something big this year on stats. Sacks.
So Bornsteiger cross and Christopher in offsetting eye formation.
And this just in, Warren Central on the first drop play of the overtime game over Center Grove scores a touchdown. Warren Central defeats Center Grove by a score of 12-9.
Bornsteiger hands it across up the middle for a gain of no yards, and it'll be third down and 13.
So Warren Central, how's that going to fare with us in the mix? Warren Central, that could have been a big loss for us, helping us out. But Warren Central able to come back in overtime and win.
It's not over yet.
Yes, it is. I just said Warren Central scores to win 12-9 over Center Grove in overtime.
As long as it says final. Warren Schlager rolls out to the right side, fires away, and it's out of bounds. So I guess Warren Central does get their first victory in the MIC and their first victory of the year as defending state champions.
Yeah, Warren Central trying to come out of the gate quick, but I'll tell you someone who they got to look out for, and that's not anytime soon, but that's us, Ben Davis Giants. And we're looking pretty sharp right now, 44-17, 7:29 left to go. The Giants is on tack as they're getting the ball back again.
Gershon is mad at a player. Saw. Ooh. So with the punt to Jalen Harden and Chris Evans, another muffed.
Ooh.
And nearly blocked. This one's not going to go really far. Going to take a bounce and head back up the field to the 30-yard line before Cathedral finally puts
it
stop.
And that's what we're going to see. Kyle Caster's night is officially over. Welcome in, Ajay Cooper, the guy who looked very well in the scrimmage. As Kyle Caster did a great job tonight. Give him a hand as he had with one passing touchdown, but multiple yards there. But Kastner did very well. Have that stats for you later on. But Kastner, looking in his first game, how do you think he fared coming back out in his first game of his final game of his senior year?
He fares pretty cool. Pretty good.
Pretty cool. You think he did pretty well? Give me a grade on him.
I'll give him a B+.
He could have made some throws better, but I think his intelligence and he kept his composure and that defeated the defending state champs of the Cathedral Fighting Irish.
So Ajay Cooper and LeJon Johnson in the backfield. Going to hand it over to LeSean. And he's going to gain 3 yards on the play to make a second and at 7.
Beautiful job there by Ajay Cooper. Ajay Cooper brings a different style of offense when he's in the game compared to Kyle Caster. As Ajay Cooper and they run the option style like you'd see with the Washington Redskins or Russell Wilsons in the NFLs. Or even in college, Johnny Manziel, but Ajay Cooper is able to run out, and he can take the ball, or he'll option out to decide to give it to the running back to see what he can do better. So Ajay Cooper brings a solid, different style of offense, and that's going to be tough for Cathedral to fight against.
So Ajay Cooper again with Johnson in the backfield, actually with Manny Harris in the backfield. And Harris is going to be stopped.
Manny Harris is on our pregame show this tonight. If you missed that, then I'm sorry.
So that's going to be third down and 10. Remaining in the game. 44-17 your score. The Giants looking at this point that they are going to win. Kastner is now out for the rest of the game. So Ajay.
Oh.
And that's going to be a penalty.
He knows what happened. It was a false start there on the quick tackle of number 75 on the Ben Davis offensive line. Justin Brandon. No, excuse me, on Pompey Coleman. The second string offensive line is even in the game right now.
So Cooper and Harris, shotgun formation. Cooper stands back in the pocket, looks deep down the field. He's got a man and can't get it to him. It was attended for the 88 of Ray White.
And Ray White, I've heard stories that he is the fastest man in this school.
So with that, that's going to be fourth down and 15. And I believe they're going to just go for it. It looks like this is probably one of those scenarios that they're just trying to try something out. Because it looks like they're going to go for it on a 4th and 15 with a 44-17 lead and 5:46 remaining in the game. So Cooper and Harris in the backfield, shotgun formation. Cooper in the backfield.
Ooh.
And he gets taken down and will be sacked, and that's going to be a turnover. Cathedral's ball.
Yeah, Ajay Cooper tried to make something with his feet during the play, but really couldn't do anything as the blitz came in from the Cathedral's defense. And this is not really the way Cathedral viewed their week one game to go. I'm sure they got all hyped up. I saw it on the internet. They had a whiteout going, as you can see over there, and their mob. And over here we got our beautiful, beautiful purple rain.
So we're going to see now the Cathedral's offense return to the field. We'll see if they decide to keep their starters out or if they are going to also go to backup. Again, there's 5:39, 44-17. Do we have any score updates?
Yeah, end of the first quarter. Avon 0, LC 6. It's starting pretty late.
8:30 start time at Cathedral. So it looks like
Cathedral, Warren Central.
Warren Slager's going to hand it off. Running up the gut will be Cross for a gain of 5 yards.
Nice run there by the side, as we also have, we have the quarterback of Max Bortenslager in the game. It could really, there's no reason taking him out. He can only get better.
Another score update, Pike 59, Brownsburg 19 in the fourth quarter.
Pike's not playing any games this year, and that's our first Mick game of the year on week three.
Offsetting eye, going to hand it off to Cross again for another gain of 2, and it'll now be 3rd down and 2 yards.
Honestly, who's really impressed you in this game so far tonight? I mean, we've seen Kyle Kastler do things, but if you look at that wide receiver duo, True Smith, Story Emerson, Rashawn Bond, Chris Evans, and Brendan Gilsey, they all stepped up tonight.
Yeah, they really have. Offsetting eye, defense jumps.
He came off the field, he already knew.
And so, with that penalty, that's going to move him up 5 yards and give Cathedral the first down.
Give him a first down. That was a quick jump off of by Gary Coleman, the senior.
Well, a game that was close is no longer close. Fisher's now up 32-20 over North Central. And it was just 2019. As they take the running back a few yards. Of the 32 of Alex Najim. 94, Ellis Johnson, 93, Will. So 4:15, clock continues to run as it slowly takes its way out. Offsetting eye, Warren Schlager, standing under center. Hands it off to Najim, who gains 0 yards. So that's now going to be a fourth down. Or no, still third down. 3rd down and 15. And at this point, you can pretty much say, yes, the game is over.
You can say the beautiful, beautiful job. And I don't think there's not be nothing but smiles in those hallways on Monday as you see the football players, the coaches, even us staff here at WBDG happy that the Giants, the way they play tonight.
And this is going to be another year where they start 1-0. So another shotgun. Bernslager still in, though they are now running with backup running backs and wide receivers. And Cathedral decides to take a timeout with 3:14 and a 44-17 lead for the Ben Davis Giants. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
Back here at Ben Davis High School, 44-17. The Giants lead with just 3:14 remaining in the game. The Giants had a dominating start. They started 23-0 before Cathedral was able to get on the board, and they have never looked back. It's currently 44-17, 3:14 left. Wernschlager is still in, standing in shotgun formation. Wernschlager hands it off. And it's going to be handed up to the gut, taken down there by the 23 of Tony Johnson.
Beautiful job there by the tackler as he was able to get around the bag. Just make a simple tackle is all you have to really do. These second stringers are trying to really fight for a job. These underclassmen are trying to fight for a job next year, trying to impress Coach Mike Kirshner. Really, we know the game's over, and they're just trying to do something extra special. As we have new punt returns in the game, as they're going to punt here on 4th and 14. And I think that's Jalen Harden and the number 13, Rashawn Bond.
So, with another punt coming. Punt is high, and they do get it off. And it's going to be caught by Rashawn Bond.
Diving Rashawn
Bond. At the 20. And we will see the backup Giants return to the field and more than likely try to run this clock out.
Yeah, that's all. I think this might be the final drive of the game. But all I can really say is kudos to Cathedral Fighting Irish for trying. Last year, the score was closer, 26-20. And Lucas Oil was a very exciting game. But this game, I think we're going to be a lot happier with. As, what was the main thing that impressed you so far in this game?
The main thing that impressed me was that the defense, not at any point in this game, really went down. They never struggled like a lot of people thought they might have this year. So Cooper in the backfield, shotgun formation. Cooper's going to run it on a quarterback option to the right side. No gain there, and a flag does come out. We also want to let you know that with Warren's win, Warren is now currently sitting on top of the make all-time standings.
Well, if Warren's win, you're correct, but Ben Davis is about to win here, so basically it's going to be tied. As you say, it's 90
it's
to
20. That's the Mick standings. It's not
a
Mick game.
Oh, you're right. That's not fair. They had the Mick game first.
So they're going to set it up again. Shotgun formation. Cooper. Cooper's going to take the stance. Defense trying to get a blitz here, and I think the offense stepped over the line, and it's going to be that left tackle.
We have two false starts so far on this backup offensive line. Not really what you want to see. Trying to impress Mike Kirshner here. Well, backups for a reason, but they're trying to improve, and that's what they're doing here. Is Ajay Cooper does look good, and really, you got to start. If you can start thinking, I mean, I know it's too soon to start thinking, but Cooper's only a junior, but will he be the quarterback next year?
And there's a possibility, but there's also several other people. Defense there jumps outside, going to hand it to Harris up the gut. No gain there. And it's going to be second down and 10. Or second down and 27. So now they're at risk of possibly getting a safety.
That's not anything special. They're just trying to run out the clock here. Minute 33 as it's running down. Second and 27. And as they're going to go.
So Cooper and Harris in the backfield, shotgun formation. Going to hand it to Harris again up the gut. Harris gains a few yards. He might have gotten 1 yard on the play.
Give him some breathing room, though. If they end up getting this first down, this game just might be able to be ended right away.
So with 1 minute now remaining on the clock, it is apparent that the Giants are going to win tonight. Next week, they will be taking on the Avon Orioles, which is a sectional opponent. They will be taking them on in at Avon. It will be the first road game of the year. The week after that will be the rivalry against Pike. So now, Cooper and Harris in the backfield.
And that's the Purple Rainer yelling the chant, goodbye.
Cooper hands off to Harris. Harris tries to get out, but it's going to be a safety. With 25 seconds remaining, that's 44 to 19.
I bet that's not what Manny Harris really wanted to do.
No, not at all.
Really nothing you could really do. But over here at the Purple Ranch chanting, they're happy. 25.6 seconds left to go in the game. This game officially over, basically. And the Purple Ranch yelling the chant, nah, 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 goodbye. As you look over across the field, looking over on the beautiful green-white side, and you can see Cathedral stands are completely, basically, gone.
So 44-19, 25.6 seconds remaining. We're going to see them kick this off to Cathedral. And we'll see if Cathedral wants to close this gap a little bit, or if they're just going to run this clock and call it a night. Again, next week, they will be taking on Avon. This is also going to be the Ben Davis Giants' 448th win as a football team here in Indiana.
And there's two more away from 450th, but that second win, Mike, that 450th win would be a big mark, and I'm sure they would love to do it against week three at Pike.
This is also Mike Kirshner's 69th win of his coaching career, and he is climbing the board to second all-time.
He knows he'll never be number one, but...
So Chris Flores, getting ready to punt this off. 25.6 seconds remaining. 44-19 is the score. And it will be returned. Tries to take it out to the outside. Finally gets taken down at the 44-yard line, 45-yard line.
So it's, and that's going to do it here. I thought, never mind, sorry.
16.7 seconds remaining.
First down does stop the clock.
So we will see if Cathedral decides to run this clock out, or if, you never know. Some teams like to close in the gap if they can. And it looks like,
plus they have a new quarterback in the game. Pretty sure they gave up.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to still run this one off to the right side. A gain of 4 yards, and they might just let this one run now.
That's going to do it here. Nice job, Giants.
And that will be it. That will end the game in 3-2-1, 44-19 will be the final score between the Ben Davis Giants and the Cathedral Fighting Irish. The final chapter of this epic series comes to an end. We'll be right back after a 3-minute break here on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Do you let other people order for you at a restaurant?
He'll have the somol dionese.
No, I won't. Or pick the movie you're going to see. She'd like a ticket to Attack on Rage Mountain.
Really?
Now, come on. So why would you let others make all the important decisions about how your life is going to be when you get older? I mean, is it okay with you if your kids decide where you're going to live?
My kids? Are you out?
Are you kidding?
Or perfect strangers choose who will be taking care of you?
Not gonna happen.
No, Better visit longtermcare.gov, the trusted information site that helps you find your own path forward without selling you anything. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Stay in charge by planning now or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
How about a mohawk? How about I put my foot right... Oh, hi, honey.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
And welcome back to Ben Davis High School. I believe we have something down. Our final report from Trinity.
Reporting live from the field, the Giants were able to beat Cathedral and come out the way that they were expected to. The score was 44-19. The Giants played and came out and showed why they were ranked number one. They were dialed in offensively and defensively, and they held the Giant Cathedral to no score in the first quarter. The Giants are back in action next Friday at Avon. Trinity Elliott, live from the field.
And thank you, Trinity, from that report. Thank you for helping us tonight. Corey Ravenc, I believe you have score updates from the MIC. What has happened? What's gone final? What hasn't?
Currently, right now, Pike has beaten Brownsburg 59-19. They absolutely killed them. Columbus North is currently beating Plainfield. Let me look. I'm looking through all the scores right now. North Central has just lost to Fishers 32-20. Let me look. Carmel has beaten Hamilton Southeastern 14-7. I'm still looking, man. There's a lot of games in here. Ritter is currently in OT with Monrovia 34-34. Park Tudor just got destroyed by Triton Central 55-0. Roncalli just lost to Southport 27-13. Speedway has beaten Greencastle 28-7. Warren Central beat Center Grove 12-9. Westfield beat Harrison 35-14. And Zionsville lost to McCutcheon 21-13. Now I'm going to throw it back to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Well, Yvonne, Giants, week one, and we've been waiting for this season. I'm telling you, since really ended last year in sectional, was lost to Pike. Right now, and now we can go on the season back-to-back years. Giants go 1-0 as they do defeat this Cathedral Fighting Irish by a score of 44-19. Kyle Castle looked impressive. Dorian Tate looked impressive. That defense looked impressive. That special teams looked impressive. You got yourself a number one team in the state right here, and it's exciting to watch.
Yeah, and again, next week they will be taking on Avon. The Avon Orioles at Avon, so we make sure you tune into that game next week. It should be me and Corey yet again. Corey on the play-by-play that week. I will be doing color. And again, I want to say
still going to be a good broadcast, so tune in.
I want to thank you. Thank Trinity. I want to thank Corey. I want to thank Corey Verbank back in the studio. And thank you to our two stats people that came in here. They kind of disappeared on us. And we will, that concludes here. This has been a Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. We'll send it back to the studio here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.